the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
To this edition of the Sports Report Podcast, episode number 69 of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I have on the line with me right now, Gene from Cleveland. Gene, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Will?
Chilling, man. How's everything going for you?
Everything going pretty good. I can't complain. You know, the bills getting paid. The Raiders are figuring it out. Flax.
That's your new team.
That's my new team.
My Saints had me worried, man. They almost gave me a heart attack over here, man.
I don't see why. You know, you got Drew Brees, you know.
They made Kyle Verilli look like a Hall of Famer, man.
Yeah, they did.
Hopefully they fix the other side of that defensive backfield. You guys can do exactly what Gene did tonight. You can call in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Let me head over to line number two very quickly. Doom, are you with me?
Oh, yes, I am.
How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I had to put this damn kid to sleep when I'm straight.
There you go. There you go. Got a full house tonight. Got myself, got Gene, got Doom. So we got a full house tonight. Good to go.
Well, we're not going to have no Dallas Cowboy or New England Patriots fans on tonight. I can tell you that.
For real?
Oh, man. You know, the Patriots is 1-2. Rage is probably about to jump on the bridge or something.
You there? You there, Gene?
I can hear you now.
You hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good.
I can't hear him.
Oh wow, you can't hear him?
No, I can't hear Doom either.
Let me call right back.
Okay,
let me
call right back.
Off Skype off my phone and my
Okay.
All right,
we're gonna get Doom to call back with us. And again, you guys can do the same thing. 706-993-4606 is that number if you guys are calling to the show. While we're waiting on Doom to call back, I want before, and we're going to go over the scores. I haven't forgotten scores. We're going to do the top 25 college football. We're going to do the NFL scores. But the thing I want to get into very quickly, and me and you talked about it on Saturday night a little bit, Gene. I want to talk, I want to talk about the Jimmy Butler situation. I want to go ahead and bring that up first. And the reason why I wanted to bring that up first, if the rumors are true, that he smashed Carl Anthony Towns' girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, whatever the case may be. Dude, that number one, that's low. Number two, he's not liking Andrew Wiggins. He thinks Andrew Wiggins has a heart issue. Think he's playing for the money, not for the love of the game. Do you think Jimmy Butler has become like a locker room cancer?
I don't think so, because I think, because they always said when he was in Chicago that he was like a quiet guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he just come to work, he show up, but you know, that's us on the outside looking in. But that was pretty much his, what, you know, his make of him. Even when he played a quiet game. You know, he would score 20-something, but it would be quiet. But I'm thinking that move down to Minnesota was only because of Thibodeau.
Right.
Because Thibodeau had him in Chicago. He knew what he could do. He knew what he could bring to that team. I don't know if Karl Anthony Towns being younger. Because, you know, some of them younger players, you know, they're still childish, even though they're NBA players. They're still a little childish. I'm just trying to figure out, on Jimmy Butler's part, how would he be able to engage with Karl Anthony Towns' woman?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, is she at the game and he just, like, wink, wink, you know, call me later, Snapchat? You know, what... How did that even come about? You know, that's what puzzles me. And then even if the rumor is true, which I'm kind of thinking it's not, I'm kind of thinking somebody threw something out there, mm-hmm. and they kind of ran with it, because, you know, Karl Anthony Towns seemed like he's in a good place. He just signed a new contract extension. You know, he hasn't mentioned it at all. So who, you know, but I don't know if Jimmy Butler could be a bad locker room guy, because, like I said, the most reports that we hear about him is just, you know, he's a pretty quiet guy. He's kind of personal and private, kind of to himself type guy. I mean, at least that's what we hear. Mm-hmm. So we don't know, you know, being in the locker room
right.
with him or you know, being on the plane or, you know, on the bus or whatever. We don't really know. We know for a fact that he's had a rough upbringing. So I think they said he was homeless.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, so, right. So it's a lot of things that may come into play psychologically with Jimmy Butler. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and he, you know, coming, you know, those are mitigating things. So, he may be this type of guy, you know, and hide behind this little quiet shell. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
but I don't think Carl Anthony Towns want any smoke, though.
Nah, I don't think so either. Because Jimmy Butler's about that life, and I don't think Carl Anthony Towns is. I really don't think Andrew Wiggins is either. I don't think either one of those guys wants that. Jimmy Butler has been known over his time in the league also for mental toughness. So we'll see, man. I know he caught some shade for commenting on Gabriel Union's Instagram, and Dwayne Wade had to put him in check. I don't know if that was something planned between the two, but, you know, it could have been. I don't know. But again, you know, he kind of reminds me. And I don't know and I know you're not really a Saints fan, but it kind of reminds me of that issue back in the day with the Saints when Joe Horn supposedly slept with Orlando Pace's wife. And he had to be traded. Joe Horn had to be traded to the Kansas City Chiefs a little while after that. So that sort of kind of reminds me of that situation. And speaking of trades, where do you think Jimmy Butler's going to end up?
I think it's a strong indication that he'll end up with the Heat. Mm. I mean, that's where all signs are pointing. You know, and I think it makes a lot of sense to get Jimmy Butler down there to play with Dwayne Wade. He played with Dwayne Wade in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dwayne Wade's, you know, retirement season. But I think they have a pretty good shot at getting him because he knows D-Wade, those other teams. I think wasn't Houston there, too?
Yes, they were in the mix also.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't see him and Carmelo Anthony on the same floor. If Jimmy Butler went down there and started and they put Carmelo on the bench, it would be him.
Doom, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Gene?
Yep, Mike, I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear Doom?
No, I can't hear Gene, but I can hear you.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me do this real quick. I think I might see what the issue is. Give me a second here. Give me a second. I think I see the issue. Let me do this real quick. But anyway, as we go on, let me see. Okay. Locked out that. Let me see. Okay, who's all? Okay, Gina, you still there?
Yep.
Gina Doom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear Gene now?
Nah.
Okay, hang up the phone. I'm going to call you back.
Who, me?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call you back. All right, man. I think I know what's going on. I think my Discord server is getting in the way of that. Let me see if I can get Chris back real fast. Call. Okay.
Hello.
Doom, you there?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay. Gene, you there?
Yep, I can hear Doom.
Okay, good. We're good. It was my Discord server that got in the way. Sorry about that. I'm trying something new and it got messed up with the audio. But we're all good now.
Fail.
Yeah, really fail.
That was a
really fail.
Yeah, that was a complete fail.
Yeah, complete fail. I'm gonna have to take that off my system. It just doesn't happen again. But, Doom, we were talking about the Jimmy Butler situation. I want to know what your thoughts on Jimmy Butler.
He's a horrible ass team. Okay, let me get the worst teammates in Hall of Fame. You got to put Kaepernick in there for messing with taking on Smith, girl. Jimmy Butler. I would say Derek. Nah, Derek Fisher, they want teammates. The guy who got Nick Young hemmed up. He is there. Who else? It's a couple other ones. Anytime you take a teammate's girl, man, it's just wrong.
Yeah, it's bad business.
Yeah. You think it's highly questioned of him, and then what's going to happen is when people don't want this dude on the team, they're going to say that it's the league is hating on him. It's like, dude, what you messing with dude's girls, man?
Yeah.
And were they able to substantiate it? I mean,
who's going to admit that, though?
Yeah, huh? It's twofold, though. First of all, us as men, we've been boosting these damn Instagram hoes up too much.
right.
That's right. Good point.
Real good point.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to say what's up to Captain Underpants. Captain Underpants is in the chat. How you doing, my friend? You were saying Miami. I was kidding around with somebody the other day. I think it was on a group page. Remember, name is J-Rock. I was messing around with him the other day, and I told him Jimmy Butler coming back to the Bulls. But I sort of kind of thought about that, and I said, the Bulls are a young team. He don't need to be around a young team. He needs veterans.
Because he's going to steal one of their girls.
He needs veterans on that squad wherever he goes. And I think Miami would be the perfect place. Because you can make a scenario that Dwayne Wade can sort of kind of pass the torch to Jimmy Butler to take his spot in Miami.
Nah, you need to watch out. He might try to give Gabrielle Union. You don't know that.
Beautiful babies in the chat. How you doing, beautiful baby? All right. Let's go ahead and talk about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods won his first tournament with them. He won his first tournament in 5 years. Guys, is Tiger back?
He's getting it. Well, he won it, so you can't doubt him.
Yeah, he definitely. I mean, when do we talk about this? Maybe 4 or 5 episodes or podcasts ago. Mm. And we asked you, like, would he be able to fight through the fusion in his back? And obviously, I mean, I watched the last maybe 4 holes, and he got a little shooken up at 17, but he came through. And he driving the ball too good. I mean, it's almost back to where he was maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Because, I mean, I'm glad to see it, too. I'm glad to see Ty. He never ceases to amaze me, man. I'm telling you, he just this dude can golf, man. I've seen him make that ball do so many things. And he just never ceases to amaze me. And they are still trying to figure him out.
Yep.
You know, they're like, what is it? You know, to come back after all he came back from and win this, man, is huge.
Yeah, it's good for him, too, psyche-wise, because he might get his stroke back.
Beautiful Baby said it'd be nice if it was legit, but again, he doesn't know if he can be dominant anymore. I don't know about dominant. I agree with you there, Beautiful Baby. I don't know about being dominant, but can you put him as somebody who can win any tournament? I would say yes. He will have just as... I don't think he's the dominant golf player he once was, but I think he's very, very good and can win any tournament on any day. But it was nice to see. And the way that crowd followed him. Did you guys see the way the crowd followed him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were down the fairway. Wherever he went,
yep,
they went.
They went.
They need him in golf.
They do.
See, as much as they want to sit here and not admit it, he was the best thing for golf. I mean, you have guys winning it now, but they don't have the name like Tiger Woods.
Oh, no. I think maybe the closest one now, as far as the younger ones, is probably Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth. Them two right there, they're pretty up there. But, they needed that. Yeah. And they know they need Tiger because it drew ratings, you know, and it drew all those people out there.
Sure
I mean, come on. All three of us sitting here, I wasn't really watching golf when Tiger was going through his little – episodes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I did peep it every now and then, just being a sports guy. So I knew about this Rory McIlroy, which he's a pretty damn good player. But as far as what that did last week, and then the next tournament is what, the Ryder Cup?
Ryder Cup. Mm-hmm.
You watch how many people watch that Ryder Cup?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be ridiculous.
It's
going to
be ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yep. And this is what golf needed. Tiger's like a shot in the arm, and that's definitely what they needed to get their groove back, so to speak. All right, real quick, let's go over some of these college football scores real quick. Me and you talked earlier, Doom, about a particular game we're going to go over, but let's go ahead and get some of these out of the way. Friday, September 21st, Penn State defeated Illinois 63-24. UCF defeated Florida Atlantic 56-36. On Saturday, Alabama defeated Texas A&M 45-23. Georgia defeated Missouri 43-29. Clemson defeated Georgia Tech 49-21. Ohio State Buckeyes defeat Tulane 49-6. Oklahoma defeats Army 28-21. LSU defeats.
Hey, hold up. We got to talk about them. Army almost beat them.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost beat who? Oklahoma?
Yep.
Yeah. They only got about what? Touchdown?
You don't got a TD.
Yeah, and that was an overtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell. Hey, you can't sell these academies short, man.
No,
you can't. Mm-mm. They're actually recruiting a guy in my area, which he plays quarterback now, in the senior high school. He's going to Army next year. Between them, mm-hmm. I think it's West Point. Mm-hmm. They've been real active.
Wow. West Point is the Army.
Well, yeah. I mean, sorry about that. I meant to say Army and Navy. I meant to say those programs are going after
top recruits.
Smart guys, for one. They want the smart guys, you know, but now they're But everybody's scaling down with these standards of college entry or plan for these like baby Ivy League schools and military schools. They want athletes, man. Yep. They're getting them in there.
Yep.
They want to compete now.
Yep. And then on top of that, these guys that they're recruiting, they actually serve in that branch of the armed forces. These guys have to be looked up to in a different way than a normal college football player would have to be looked up to, I think, because you're going through the process of the military and being a student athlete.
And they have to adhere by the military weight and height standards. So
right.
They've always had issues. They can't have a big offensive line because you can't have a 300-pounder in the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's considered out of shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Man, good bring up. Stanford defeats Oregon, another close one, 38-31. Notre Dame defeats Wake Forest, 56-27. Washington squeaks by Arizona State, 27-20. I saw that school. I just laughed. West Virginia defeats Kansas State, 35-6. I just laughed when I saw that Washington score. Really? I don't get it. Washington and Florida.
What's the quarterback's name?
Jake Browning.
They like this guy.
They do. They love him. They love
they
him.
They love him.
Oh, golly. You go on Facebook right now, some certain Facebook groups, they want Washington versus Alabama in the championship game. Really, dude?
Damn. Really? Ain't this spot.
Oh, my goodness. Old Dominion defeats number 13, Virginia Tech, 49-35. That's upset of the day.
Yeah, ODU hasn't had a football team for more than 10 years. Because they're around here.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah, they talent. I don't even think they. Who talks about Old Dominion?
Nobody. Their basketball team is decent, but they just started their football program.
Okay.
That's why ain't nobody talked about them, because like I said, they just got them 10 years ago.
Right.
They just built the stadium, you know, everything.
That was one hell of an amazing upset right there, man. And there were some other ones, but that one there was the one that sticks out the most. Kentucky.
I was making a joke. They should be ranked at least top 25 for just this week.
Yeah,
I mean, you beat
put them at 25.
But they had a hell of a I don't know if it was a defensive breakdown with Virginia Tech. I didn't watch it, so
they
I don't
came
know anything about
lunch. That's what happened,
right?
Yeah,
because they scored 28 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They thought they had the game in there,
and they didn't.
Hey, you never know, man. They're going to war. Aaron Rodgers could have been.
Well, Aaron Rodgers got some injuries right now.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, we'll talk about the
program. He just got another injury. Hammy?
Hamstring.
On top of the knee?
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. Kentucky defeats number 14, Mississippi State, 28-7. Oklahoma's number 15, Oklahoma State, goes down to Texas Tech, 41-17. TCU, number 17, TCU, goes down to Texas, 31-16. Wisconsin defeats Iowa, 28-13. Michigan gets the win over Nebraska, 56-10. Number 21, Miami, defeats Florida International, 31-17. Number 23, Boston College, goes down to Purdue, 30-13. Michigan State gets the win over Indiana, 35-21. And BYU defeats McNeese, 30-3. Damn. Those are your top 25 college football scores. And just for my benefit.
Did you mention Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, then they lose. I don't even know why we even have to end it.
Because I'm looking at this Texas A&M, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But am I right with Alabama? Unless they lose, it's no news with them.
No news.
Yeah, we don't need to even talk about them because
no news.
Unless they want to talk about quarterback controversy.
Somebody.
There is not.
But don't bring that up to Nick Saban.
Somebody. Exactly.
Right.
His head chopped
the way
off.
The way he cussed out that pretty girl on TV.
Oh yeah. Get your head chopped off.
You get your head chopped off. He don't care what you look like.
He don't. The one thing.
Equal opportunity.
The one thing.
Yeah.
that got up, that kind of got my craw a little bit on, again, on Facebook. Someone says Alabama can beat the Buffalo Bills. Look here.
Not after what they did to damn Minnesota this weekend.
And, look here. You got college kids going against grown men with families and mortgages they got to pay. Stop it. Just stop it. That's ridiculous to say. Just stop it.
Yeah.
These are good. You got these kids with nothing to lose versus these football players, kids, mortgages.
But also, don't forget, that's what Alabama might be a pro team. That's a pro team, so that's all Alabama people on the side. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
They always talk about in the NFL, yeah, they just as fast. You know what I'm saying? Just as better than the best people. People don't understand that.
Nope. They really, really don't. All right, let's head over to the NFL, go over scores, and we'll hit our topics for the night. Thursday, the Browns get their first win, 21-17 over the Jets. Gene, I'm going to ask you now, because you're sitting on the same wavelength as me. Are we looking at conspiracy theory here with Tyrod and Baker?
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Absolutely. I think that
this is a privilege.
This is a privilege. Well, I'm kind of thinking, because I said when the season started, I said he will be in by game four. And that was because of basing it on just wins and losses. But when I look at it now, we're basing this move off of sabotage. I mean, that whole offensive catastrophe that they gave Tyrod Taylor, they wouldn't give that to nobody. I mean, it's poor. I know they won't, and I get it. And I will not mention him or acknowledge him as his name. He is Brian Sipe II, and that's what he's going to continue to be to me. I don't like how it went down. I thought it was bad as an organization, and I was with them for 25 years, and that was piss poor. And Tyrod is one of those guys that seems like he's never made the big bucks. Probably has a family and kids to take care of. And you put him out there on that field with those plays, and that was horrible just to get this guy in this game or get this guy in this starting lineup. I hope when we play this weekend, I don't wish no injuries on nobody. I don't want to see no players get hurt.
Right.
But if this guy goes down and then Tyrod comes back in and this guy wins this game, because you got to look at those two games, the one Cleveland tied against Pittsburgh, and then the one they lost, it was all based on the kicker.
Right.
I had him in position.
Right. Right.
So I don't see where his production all of a sudden against the Jets, because here's my deal. You didn't pull him against the Jets. He got hurt.
Right.
So if you pull him before he gets hurt, then so be it. It is what it is. This guy's going to be the quarterback. And that's what great backups do. They come in and they've got to do their job, and you got to, and he did what a backup's supposed to do. To come back in and off an injury, because I don't know if he's still in concussion protocol.
He should be. He'll probably be out for a week.
Yeah. He's probably still in concussion protocol, but they're making this move as this guy's the permanent starter. Because when Hugh Jackson announced it today, he didn't say, he said, if healthy. So something tells me, he's like, it might not be as bad as everybody think it is, you know, to where, what's the running back, Rex Burkhead for New England. He had a concussion, and he still played last week.
Right.
So you feel where I'm going with that?
Yes.
So now, if he's saying, if healthy, means, because I think Hugh has got this guy's back, but he's in a position where he can't totally, like, stick up for him, but he's in a position to where he's giving clues as he talks. He's saying it's healthy. So that let me know, like, this guy, if he was totally in concussion protocol, it's like, oh, no, this guy, he's wearing blinders. He can't be in the locker room. He can't be in the weight. He can't do nothing. He's been taking it slow. We're not hearing that. He said if he's healthy. So to me, that's get this guy, Brian Sipe II, in the game, and Tyrod's going to be the backup.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm going to give you guys a chance to talk on it, but when we're talking plays,
oh, it was a totally different game.
If you look at those plays.
Totally different game.
Huh?
Totally different game.
Total different game.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on it, Doom?
Well, I just don't. Time rides for my school, man, so I'm going to ride with them regardless. But, yeah.
Right.
If it weren't for the kicker, you know what I'm saying? Because the first 2 weeks, kicking the NFL was horrible. They should have won them games. But it won't because of him, they were getting blown out. They played good games, you know. But it's NFL, man. Yeah, Hugh Jackson's fighting for his job this season, so he gonna do whatever he can to stay in his
in the driver's seat.
Whatever it takes, man.
But I think he's giving signs that, you know, because here's why I know. This is why I almost honestly think that he's behind Tyrod, is because if they really wanted to, he could have came when they came in the OTAs and they got in camp. He could have said, "Hey, nobody's a starter. It's a competition." But he never said that. He always said, "Tyrod is my guy.
Yep.
This is the guy that I want starting and leading this team."
Yep.
And I don't know if that sat well with Todd Haley, because, you know, as an offensive coordinator, head coach, and by Haley calling the plays, you see it different. And you got to come to some compromise there about, you know, what's best for the team or putting you in the best position to win.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I think Haley wanted Brian Sipe II. And I think Hugh was being the coach that he's supposed to be.
Right.
He's going with the guy they brung in here and told, yes, I'm going to go with this guy. And, you know, if he chokes his own chain during this process, then so be it. We'll get this guy in. But to sabotage him with those plays, I mean, they stack the box on this guy every time. As a offensive coordinator, if they're stacking the box, you have to find a way to get them back into coverage.
Right.
To get them out of that box.
Agreed.
He never ran no plays to where that defense was scared to put people in the coverage. Put guys in the coverage. They all stay 8-man in the box. I said, well, that's not right. I mean, you got to do something here. So at the end of the day, like I said, it was total sabotage. I'm not impressed by it. I think it's a bad look for the organization. I think it's a bad look for who's running the organization. I think it was a privileged move. And I want everybody to succeed. But if something happens along the way, I wouldn't be surprised, and I probably wouldn't be mad, you know, because of the way this all shook out. And what was it, Undisputed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Undisputed, they were even talking about it. They was like, and these are guys that played in the NFL and even said those plays wasn't the right plays for Tyrod.
Right.
Period.
Right. I don't mind. If you decide to make a change or if you decide to pull a guy because he's being ineffective, fine. I get that. But put them on the same level playing field. Don't have a playbook for one and then have a secret playbook for the other. Put them both on the same level playing field, and then you compete from there. And there's nothing wrong, Golden State Warriors. There's nothing wrong with competition. And I just don't think you had a fair competition here. I really don't think you do. I really don't think you have that fair competition. We got Beautiful Babe in the chat. He wants me to go ahead and go talk about the New York Football Giants for a second.
We're going to talk about the New York Giants.
Defeat the Houston Texans.
We ain't talking about the Cowboys.
The New York Giants defeat the Houston Texans 27-22. Sterling Shepard played well yesterday, and I thought that was good to get something from him. From what I understand, too, there was an injury in that game to Evan and their tight end. I think it was an injury to him as well. So hopefully he'll come back. But I'm disappointed with the Texans. I thought Deshaun Watson would have played better than what he did yesterday. I thought maybe that running game with Lamar Miller could have got going somewhat better than what it did. You got DeAndre Hopkins there. You got one of the best receivers in the league. I thought they could have took advantage of that secondary. But for whatever reason, the Texans aren't clicking right now. And the Giants took full advantage of that. Let me ask you fellas this.
Well, most teams ain't clicking right now, though.
Most of them not, because it's still early in the season. And that's a good valid point. But did the Giants make that right move to go with Saquon instead of getting another quarterback? Because this game, Eli played decent. If not, no. Well.
I mean, is J.J. Watt playing? Clowney ain't in there, so that's two pass rushers. That's not for the Giants. If the Giants play somebody with a pass rush and a run offense, they screwed. So.
Yeah, but I don't think, just referring to the question, I don't think the Giants wanted Saquon. I think when they seen Cleveland skip over him, they probably thought he was the best available player.
Right. Gotcha.
Because remember the controversy that took place with Eli when they benched him, then they fired somebody in the front office, and then they brought him back as a starter. So I think everybody assumed that, you know, they're going to be looking for a quarterback pretty soon. You know, I mean, he is getting old. I mean, older. You know, he's been pretty beat up, and he can't carry the team without a defense. That's just period dot. Right. And that's referring to what Doom was saying. You know, when they'll have the defense, he doesn't do well.
Yeah.
But to Saquon's part, the game is starting to slow down for him a little bit. You've seen it this week. Mm-hmm. He's running the ball. His vision was a little bit better, and his patience was a little bit better versus the first couple games. I mean, he got over 100 yards, I think, the first game. The second week kind of tailed off a little bit, but him this week. You can see the game slowing down to him now. Yeah, he's about to start. He's about to tear the league up.
Oh yeah. I do agree. Now, what is going on with and Beautiful Baby? Feel free to chime in. What is going on with Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, he's a cokehead. That's one.
Okay. Wow. Wow, man.
Well, didn't he get caught on an Instagram video, you know, wiping powder on the stuff, you know, just he's got his money, man, but, you know, I don't know with him, man. I don't know. I don't think they should have paid him all that money. It's going to hurt the franchise.
Yeah, as Tony C says, let's start with any quarterback. If you pay somebody that much amount of money, it's going to hurt in other places. So we'll see.
You're paying the quarterback and the receiver.
Yeah. But now, Odell had a good game this game. He had 9 receptions for 109 yards. So he had a good game. But before coming into this game, he was relatively quiet. Deshaun Watson, 24-40, 385 yards, 2 TDs. I still think you haven't seen the best of Deshaun Watson this year, as of yet. I still don't think you've seen the best of him. And, of course, you're talking about Saquon Barkley, 17 carries, 82 yards, and a touchdown. So we'll see what the Giants, we'll see what they do. I believe they played the, if memory serves me, they played the Saints this week. They play my Saints too, so we'll see. And we'll talk about them right now because that defense is horrible. Odell Beckham might go off again. Saints defeat the Falcons 43-37. Guys, do both of these teams have to play like that? Because I know the Falcons has a lot of injured players. They're going through injuries on both sides of the ball, missing a lot of key defensive players. Devontae Freeman is gone. Do they have to win in shootouts like this, or can maybe these defenses settle down?
Nah, not Atlanta's defense. I mean, not in the Saints either.
No, Atlanta. These are bona fide passing teams.
Yeah. Saints getting Mark Ingram back soon, not next week, but the week after, week five. So we'll see if they can get back to that balanced attack, to where they would have to put Drew Brees out to dry, so to speak. But Drew Brees did show he was beast yesterday, and he's got that little he scored off that little Madden spin move. I thought that was kind of cool. And then he scored again for the game-winning touchdown. So I thought that was kind of cool. We'll see if they can keep things going against the Giants. Can Patrick Mahomes keep going with the Chiefs? The Chiefs beat the 49ers 38-27. Can Patrick Mahomes keep this thing going?
It seems like
a real deal.
I wish I had picked him up on fantasy.
Yeah.
Yep. But nobody knew. Nobody really knew he was going to come out like this.
Yep.
But he's a real deal. And, you know, Kansas City is, I mean, coming from Alex Smith, whatever. I thought Alex Smith was decent in Kansas City. So to get rid of him and let this young guy take the helm.
But you got to listen to what Andy Reid said. He said he seen flashes of Brett Favre in him. And people
and
thought he. And who drafted
him? Mahomes?
Yep. That was the reason why
I totally agree. I totally agree.
That gunslinger.
And I think he sat around for what, last year?
Yep.
Yeah, he learned under
Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Dolphins yesterday defeat the Raiders 28-20. The Dolphins are undefeated.
And the Patriots are 1-2. Boy, what has.
They play next week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills,
I think we'll see a different Patriot team. Just like we've seen a different Steeler team tonight.
Yep. Steelers got it done.
Because Fitzmagic was horrible tonight, but Raiders.
He still threw for 411 yards.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. He's got a cannon, and he's gonna let it fly. You know, it was one of those games where. You know, it was just an off night. People don't believe that guys just have an off night.
Right.
You know, I don't think Fitzpatrick is just doing this good, then all of a sudden he's just this crappy.
Right.
You know, he's just having an off night. And but the back to Miami and the Raiders. The Raiders in three games have been really good the first half. Mm. They've been leading teams going into halftime. Second half, they have to work out. They have to be able to finish games. They got a couple of injuries this week, but they got to be able to finish games. And the secondary is just plum stinking.
Well, you know, my favorite goon in the league is out for a month.
he just got hurt.
He got hurt yesterday. Him and your other quarterback, both of them corner. Both those guys got hurt for the Rams.
No, my guy.
Leave by 4 months, 4 weeks.
Yep.
You know, he likes shooting old strip clubs and stuff.
That's your guy.
No suspension or nothing. You know, want to fight Michael Crabtree and stuff. And they on the same team.
He did a Josh Gordon. Showed up in practice with a hamstring injury, but practiced all week.
Ain't they on the same team, Crabtree and
No, Crabtree is with the Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah,
he
the Ravens.
He used to be on the Raiders. That's why I was about to say, like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of Crabtree. He was a little bit too – well, they got rid of him in San Francisco, too. He's just a little bit too much.
biggest upset in on the NFL docket. The Buffalo Bills defeat the Minnesota Vikings 27-6. I just think this was a case of the Vikings overlooking the Bills. And it happens from time to time with teams. Happened to my Saints against Tampa Bay. So it does happen from time to time. We'll see if the Bills can keep this going. I don't think they can, but we'll see if they can still keep this ball rolling. Eagles over the Colts 20-16. Doom's Redskins defeat the Packers 31-17. Doom.
Yes, sir.
Doom, can Adrian Peterson keep going?
I think the way Washington has their running backs, I think, yeah. And see, people were not trying to listen when I was saying that. Peterson's not washed up. It's just the Washington has a great system where they got three running backs. So you got a three running back system that Adrian Peterson doesn't have to get 30 touches a game. He can get 20 or 18 and be fine.
He played very well yesterday. And a lot of people are telling me when I say that, but it was against the Packers defense. Still a good game, man. Still a good game.
100 yards, 100 yards.
Exactly.
120.
Exactly. We're going to talk about Clay Matthews in a minute. There was some shenanigans in that game by the refs. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The Panthers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Panthers defeat the Bengals 31-21. Titans defeat the Jaguars in a field goal game 9-6. Ravens defeat Broncos 27-14. Already talked about the Giants versus the Texans. The Rams defeat the Chargers 35-23. The Bears defeat the Cardinals 16-14. Seahawks beat Tony C's Cowboys 24-13. We're going to get on that too. The Lions defeat the Patriots 26-13, had written down here. And your Monday night score, the Steelers with Big Ben and Preston looking very good, defeat the Buccaneers 30-27. So those are all your scores in pro and college football. Let's get to our topics real quick. I wish our Patriots fans for Rant In would call in. Should the Patriots fans be worried about the Patriots 1-2 start?
Yeah. They're going to lose about 4 or 5 games a season.
I think history says no. History says they get a little shaky towards the early mid part, and then they just kind of sweep through everything. So I say, just because of the running back situation, we really don't have a strong running back, which they never do. We got to see how they're going to look once they get Josh Gordon going in the offense, because I think that's the area that's, like, there's a high alert right there at the receiver. Tom Brady can't complete passes like he normally does, so I think that's the area they're going to try to fix. But if that gets better, then, yeah, they'll get better. But if that don't get better, nah. This might be a year we might see him as a wild card.
Because I don't see Edelman comes back. He's coming back soon. Gordon should be in there, if not next week, the week after, because that Patriots playbook is complicated. So you should get Gordon in there. Like I said, if not next week, week after. That gives Tom weapons. And you have Rob Gronkowski. Hopefully Patrick Chung will come back. You saw what they did yesterday, what the Lions did yesterday without Patrick Chung being in there for the Patriots. Plus, Matt Patricia knows them really well. He knows the personnel. So it didn't shock me that the Lions won the game. I just thought the Patriots would put up points, and they didn't put up any points. So they doubled Gronkowski like he was coming off, like he was on special teams. They double covered him all game, damn well near. Played a perfect defensive game. So congrats to the Lions. They needed this one because if they were going down 0-3 in that division, it would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been
over.
It would have been over. Clay Matthews.
The Rays would be jumping off the building.
Is it time? Well, did Clay Matthews deserve that roughing the passer penalty in that game with the Redskins and Packers. Doom, I'll go with you. But he deserved that.
No, but it's against my team, so I'm BS.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Jimmy Garoppolo is out for the year. How much does this hurt the progress of the 49ers? I'm hearing they're talking about their people are saying bring Cap back.
I think they're floating that around, but I think it hurts them pretty bad. I mean, they probably, you know, designed everything that they were going to do this year behind Garoppolo.
Right.
So it's almost like they got to start over. But you know, they're on a roll. You know. So I definitely, it does hurt them to a degree. We just got to see what they can come up with in the next man up, you know.
I think next man up for them is C.J. Beathard. So we'll see if they stick with him or if they're bringing somebody in. But I don't know who they can bring in because all your free agents that are worth a grain of salt are already on other teams. So we'll see what they do.
What they got? CJ, what is it?
CJ Beathard.
CJ Beathard?
Mm-hmm.
You got, yeah, so, I mean, that, I mean, they'll probably hunt. I mean, they're going to look around for another quarterback, I'm sure.
They might get EJ. They might get EJ Manning.
Yeah, that, yeah, you might get Tyrod Taylor, you know?
That, yeah.
But CJ Beathard, I haven't watched him a lot. I couldn't really speak on what he brings. So, but I know he's not a Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers are first saying that we're not going to trade Le'Veon Bell. Now reports are saying they are accepting calls from teams for a Le'Veon Bell trade. I know the Jets are out in the mix. I know the Packers are out in the mix. What do you guys think Le'Veon Bell should go?
I don't know where he should go, but he ain't going to do as good anywhere else. I don't think so.
Nah, because I think the front runners, what were the front runners? The Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Le'Veon is one of those guys. He's special.
Yeah, he is.
And,
but that was in really the system, like, man. See,
Your question is,
how is he going to do it without no line? Because
exactly.
He was used to being able to be patient with the way Pittsburgh
the
is.
The line was holding up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he was a real patient runner. And because if you see how Will, James, and Doom, how Connor runs, it's almost like he kind of mimicked how Le'Veon runs the ball. Because you see him got that little hesitation, and then he just hits the hole real quick. So, like Doom said, that line is that type of line that runners can run like that behind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Maybe I looks good. He'll look good in the Oakland Raiders uniform out in Las Vegas.
We talked about that too, Gene. I like that. I like that trade scenario though, because when you look at Conley and a pick. They need help. You saw, even tonight, you saw that. They need help in that secondary bad.
Well, the secondary, the one, Conley, he's from my area. And he's probably 8 miles up the road from where I'm at. And great high school player, great player at Ohio State. I just think he's losing his step. I mean, he's getting toasted. I mean, God dang. And that's what I worry about coming into this game against the Browns, because I need those guys to play man-to-man defense. You can't play coverage against Brian Sipes II because he does a really good job of getting the ball in front of his receivers. But yeah, their secondary is pretty is suspect.
Yeah.
And, but I hope Le'Veon wherever he lands, because I think Le'Veon is. People, he crying, he being a big kid, and this, that. Like, man, when when I heard Dawkins at the Hall of Fame, there his enshrinement speech say, "I want to commit suicide." Man, you don't know what them guys going through, man.
Right.
You know, but wherever he lands, I hope he does good because he's a talented guy, man.
He is. He really is. Hopefully he goes to somebody. That's why I sort of kind of like him going to the Packers. They have a decent offensive line. You got Aaron Rodgers there. You got Devontae Adams. You have Geronimo Allen. You have some talent there from the receiver standpoint. You have a decent tight end. You have a decent tight end in Jimmy Graham. That defense is terrible out in Green Bay, but they ain't no different than what he had at the Steelers.
Well, I think the Steelers is just a step above, but like Doom said, system. Mm. You know, he ran well in Pittsburgh,
yep.
But then somewhere else, you know, is we still going to get the same Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
All right.
You never know.
Last but not least, before we roll out of here for the night, LeBron James had his official Lakers press conference. And he
I always said, thought he already had that bullshit.
He said,
Doom, he never fails.
He said the Lakers.
He never fails to throw LeBron under the bus.
He says the Damn Lakers. Right. He says the Lakers are a long way away from the Golden State Warriors level. How far do you guys think the Lakers can go this year?
First round.
I got them going to Western Conference Finals.
Nah, dog.
I don't think Houston is going to be this team. They lost a couple pieces.
Oh, I didn't say that. I was talking about first round. Hell, Utah. You got teams like a ball, man.
That point guard from Utah is excellent, by the way. Excellent.
Oh, he's excellent. But he's excellent. Utah's a good team.
Yeah.
And a really good. They play well.
Yep.
They gave a lot of teams fits in the West.
Yep. They surely did. They surely did. You got Anthony Davis out there. You got Portland, who hopefully can shed that label of underachievers. So we'll see what they can do. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and go over the shows that you can listen to right here on EN Radio. Tomorrow night, we're going to have the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. Then on Friday night, it will be the Shining Wizards at 9 with Philly Phil and Choppy. Choppy will be making his return, as I filled in for him last week. Had a good time, too. Thank you, Phil, for having me. And then, of course, it will be this fine show, the Sports Report Podcast, Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Fellas, is there anything else we need to go over? Is there anything else I need to miss before we roll out for the night?
Nah, I'm good.
Jim, nope, good on my end, brother.
You good? Thank you guys for joining me. Beautiful baby, thank you for being in the chat, man. I appreciate you as well being in the chat, always showing support. I appreciate you for being there. Thank you for being here tonight. Guys, I'll see you next week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant and Radio. Take care, guys. Have a good night.
Peace. Peace out.
Peace.